Hey, it's Steve, and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. This is an old segment I used to do on WGN Radio where I would pitch terrible, terrible business ideas or invention ideas, and the unsuspecting audience would think I was trying to be legit, so they'd call in and offer some angry, constructive criticism. It was a ton of fun. This was performed as part of Justin Kaufman's The Download Show, which was a show on WGN Radio for quite a while. Anywho, this week, this is an old episode where I pitched an invention called Sgrates, which are like skates, but they're better, so they're Sgrate. Anyway, listeners found absolutely zero flaws in this perfect invention. Listen in.
There's the sound. That's the starting bell. Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin's the brain behind the successful local business IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. And before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Cuban. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Hey, it's so cool to be here again, Justin.
Yeah, and it's great. It's prime time. We're doing 8 o'clock. You know, yeah. The Preps Plus is now in our slot at 10 o'clock. And we said, you know what? You've had such success pitching business ideas to the WGN audience at 10 o'clock. Why not try it at 8?
Yeah, and I'm thinking your 8 o'clock audience might be a little more accepting of some of my brilliant ideas.
That's right, because right now we have seen zero success in the 12 or so frying pans that we've done.
Well, I wouldn't call it zero success. I'd say the average listener has taken issue with some of my inventions and business ideas, but, you know, I think I've had some good ideas and shared them with the people.
That's right. Okay, the number here, 312-981-7200. It's 312-981-7200. You can call in, you can text, or you can hashtag frying pan on Twitter to give a yay or nay to Steve Gadlin's idea tonight. And Steve, if you will do us the honors, what is your brilliant invention tonight for the frying pan?
Okay, so I've been doing a lot of walking lately. The weather's been great here in Chicago. And one thing I've noticed is so few people are skating anymore. You know, roller skating was huge. Rollerblading was huge.
Uh-huh.
I think what's keeping people from getting that great exercise, from getting from point A to point B quickly, when you're skating, you've got to carry a pair of shoes with you. Because when you end up somewhere, then you've got to take off the skates and put your shoes on, and then you're carrying your skates around with you at your destination. It's a real pain in the butt. What I've invented is something called Sgrates. Now, that's S-apostrophe-grates. These are covers for your roller skates or rollerblades that turn them into platform shoes. So they're very lightweight covers. You get to your destination. You snap them over the wheels. And then they have a flat bottom, so you can walk around as if you're wearing 4-inch platform shoes.
Okay. Well, that seems very practical.
I think it'll get people skating again, and that's exciting because when you're skating, you're having fun, you're getting somewhere quickly, and you're getting some great exercise too.
Well, there you go. So we're calling it Sgrates.
Sgrates. Yes.
Okay, you heard it here. 312-981-7200. I have a lot of questions that come to mind. A lot of fashion questions, also some practical questions on how this might actually work. But I want to sort of withhold those thoughts for the WGN audience because they usually will have the same ones. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 to call in and give a yay or nay to Sgrates.
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 Yeah. There's an apostrophe.
Okay, so, and this is different than the idea that has been out there before, which I've seen shoes where the wheels kind of can snap in, meaning they kind of go into the shoe.
Never seen that idea, actually. No, this is different. This, you don't have to take off your skates at all. You don't have to modify them. You just snap on the shoe bottom so that suddenly you're in 4-inch platform shoes instead of roller skates. So there won't be any more rolling. You know, it takes a little while to get used to and to balance on such a high platform. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's easy. And they're so lightweight to carry with you on your way to your destination. They come with a carrying case. So you can just snap them right on if you're going out to dinner. If you're going to play basketball with some friends, we have a rubber sole bottom one too. You can just snap on, and that height advantage is nothing to sneeze at. So it's, you know, it's something that makes it far more convenient to go out for a skate.
I like it. I think it's a practical idea. I think it's one of your more practical ideas for sure. 312-981-7200.
I forgot to tell you why we call them skrates.
Okay, go ahead.
I think when you're getting somewhere more quickly, when you're having fun doing it, when you're getting exercise, you're having a great time.
Yeah. There you go. That's there. Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to, I mean, I guess you know what we'll do. We'll take a call and then we'll take a break just so we can get the flow of the calls going in. Let me go ahead and welcome Ed. Ed, welcome to the frying pan. Yay or nay on skrates?
Well, right now, nay. I want to know kind of what he's looking for as far as an investment and what kind of return he thinks potential will be based on his advertisement.
Okay, great question. So an investment advertising question for you.
No, that's great. And I'll say none of the callers before have ever gotten to the, you know, this is what I love to get into is, you know, we're pitching this not to potential customers, but to potential investors. So I'm glad Ed asked that question. To get skrates off the ground, I'm probably going to ask for $500,000. Now, that'll cover some early marketing costs and some R&D. We're going to sell these at a pretty, you know, they're $80 for a basic level pair of skrates. So we're expecting to get distribution in stores like Walgreens, Sport Mart, you know, all-purpose stores,
right.
Places where you might show up wearing roller skates and walk out wearing and walking on your skrates. So, you know, the return we think is infinite. We think this product really has the potential to be as ubiquitous as the shoe.
Wow, that's ubiquitous.
Yeah, that's a pretty big market.
312-981-7200. We'll take a break here. 312-981-7200. If you're on the line, stay with us. We'll take a real quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk more with Steve Gadlin here on the Frying Pan. Skrates! I'm gonna hit you with a frying pan. I'm gonna beat you till you turn to sand. I'm gonna tell the world that you're my man and just how much I love you. How much I love you. The download here on WGN, it's a frying pan. Oh, I don't know where you find them, Pete Zimmerman. That's a good, each week a new theme song from Maestro Pete Zimmerman. Steve Gatlin's in studio with us. He's the man behind iwanttodrawacatforyou.com. He won on Shark Tank. Now he has a development deal with Mark Cuban. And before he brings new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to workshop them with the WGN radio audience. Tonight, skrates. Go ahead. Once again, explain skrates.
Yes, skrates are so people don't roller skate anymore, and it's because it's so cumbersome to carry your shoes with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can change into them, which is very time consuming when you get to your destination. Skrates are they're a big piece that fits over the wheels of your skates and turns them into 4-inch platform shoes. So you don't have to change anything. You just snap them on over the wheels, and then walk or play a sport or whatever you were rolling to do. It's as if suddenly you're magically in 4-inch platform shoes.
Okay, so there you go. And we do have people lined up to talk about this. They have questions about skrates. Tony on Twitter, I think he's referring to what I couldn't remember what the name of the other product was. Heelys. where there's a wheel in the heel. That's what I was talking about, different. A shoe that turns into
that
a skate.
That turns yeah. shoes into skates.
Right.
You know, people don't want shoes that turn into skates. I think they want to be able to go skating and just have their skates turn into shoes when they get to their destination.
Mm-hmm.
It would be silly to walk somewhere and then suddenly have them turn into skates when you get to your destination, which is, I think, what heelys do.
Yeah. Well,
by skating there, you get there quicker. And then you change into shoes when you get to your destination so you can walk around or play sports or whatever you're going to do.
Hmm.
Basketball and heels.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can text that number. You can call in or you can use the hashtag #FryingPan on Twitter, which is what Tony did. Let's go to the lines. Let's go to Kevin, you are on the frying pan. Yay or nay to skates?
Well, I just had a question. Are those going to be adaptable for the side-by-side eight, you know, the four wheels side-by-side like the old-day roller skates?
Yeah,
and
right.
Also, and lines?
Yeah, and the reason why...
Thanks, Kevin.
That's a great question. So these are very large. They'll fit over anything. So if you're wearing inline skates, which extend, you know, a bit past the toe, or if you're wearing, you know, the traditional 2x2. If you picture a skate as about double the width of a shoe and double the length of a shoe, so it goes over your shoe very easily and then tightens around your foot.
Mm-hmm.
So it effectively makes your foot look a lot larger, and you know, puts you another 4 inches off the ground. That'll fit over anything. If you're wearing boot skates, it would fit over those.
Fit over those too. Let's go to Hayden. Hayden, yay or nay on skates?
Midland, because my concern is if the idea is to eliminate carrying shoes, if you're carrying these grates that they have to be attached, I mean, what's the difference unless the wheels are tracked into mm-hmm. the grates that are already integrated into the skate? I mean,
fantastic. Hayden, that was my point. That was what I was thinking as well. I appreciate that call. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll tell you, when you carry your shoes with you, you got to tie the laces together, put them over your shoulder. I don't know. Skates come with a carrying case. So it's just like a satchel you put over your shoulder. Now, they're larger than shoes, so you can't just carry them in your hand. You do need to put them in this special, you know, it's a specially designed carrying bag, sort of like a backpack, a little larger. And we feel that that's a lot easier to travel with than just holding your shoes by the laces.
Ralphie's got a good question about how he's going to look. Ralphie, yay or nay to skates?
Well, I was just wondering, is it going to make me look like Bozo the Clown if I put these things on my feet and walk around? Are people going to be looking at me funny?
Yeah, thanks, Ralphie. That was one of my thoughts, was just about appearance.
Well, here's the thing. It does make your foot look a lot larger because it's about twice the length and twice the width of a shoe. But by elevating you 4 inches off the ground, the feet look almost normal for someone of that height. So we offset the oddity of big, you know, double-sized clown feet, basically, mm-hmm. by making you taller. And that's just a byproduct of covering those wheels. That's not even something we did intentionally. So no, you won't look like a Bozo. You'll look like a well-proportioned man with large feet, maybe a basketball player.
Yeah. And those are successful people.
Very.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call, you can also use the hashtag #FryingPan on Twitter. Let's read some of these texts. 214 has got two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Will these skates be made in China or the USA? When we start there.
Yeah, that really depends on how the business evolves. You know, I love to make things in the United States of America. I love being able to put Made in the USA in a product. It sells a lot of product when you can do that.
Right.
But I'll tell you, research shows it's a lot cheaper to have them built in China or some other country, partially because the standards for labor are not as stringent as they are in the United States. You can get away with a lot more and make them a lot less expensive. That we pass those savings, some of them onto you and some of them to our own bottom line.
Yeah. Will there be different kinds of skates? Will there be dress skates and casual skates?
Well, we're thinking yes, and we're also going to throw in sports skates. Now, you know, you want to roller skate to your basketball game or mm-hmm. roller skate to your tennis match. you need something sporty, because these are large and cumbersome. They do make it a little hard to move around.
Right.
So we have a sport edition that tries to offset that with a little springiness in the step, just so you can lumber around a little easier. We're also thinking about skate scrates, which are great. They're actually an attachment to the skrate. So you put the skrate on over your roller skates and then have a bladed bottom that goes under the skrate.
Oh, right. For,
so you can ice skate.
For ice skating, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And those put you about 8 or 9 inches above the ice.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
It sounds expensive, too, based on the price point you threw out earlier. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, yay or nay on skrates?
I think it's a great idea.
Hey, all right.
I think that, I'm dumbfounded by how many smart ideas he comes with. But why? I have one question though: is for a little extra money, would these come with a orange wig and a red nose?
That's right. That's right. That's what we thought about, Glenn, because someone said that as well about looking like a clown.
Well, if someone's going to pay a little extra money to also get an orange wig and a red nose with it, you know, we'll throw in as an add-on. Just a self-referential, ironic joke, you know. Again, we think the height differential really offsets doubling the size of your feet. So it's not really noticeable. You won't look like a clown. Now, you'll walk around like one. It's very hard to walk in these until you get used to them. You'll need to train your legs, sort of a different type of stride and step. But once you get used to it and once people see that new height is realistic, no, you're not going to look like a clown at all, Glenn. But thanks, Glenn. I love it when you call.
Glenn giving a yay. That's nice to go out on a high note. A lot of this is about momentum.
And I'm not hearing a lot of nays. I'm hearing a lot of people who aren't sure if they're sold, and then that's a solid yay from Glenn. So
you are hearing yays right now that, you know, for skrates, you're hearing more yays than we usually hear by the midway point of a fry. It might be the new hour. It might be the 8 o'clock. Maybe the 8 o'clock listener gets Steve Gadlin more than the 10 o'clock does.
Possibly.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can text that number. You can call that number. You can also go to Twitter to #fryingpan. We will continue with the yays and nays after the break in the news here on The Download. Stay with us.
I want to hit you with a frying pan. I want to beat you till you turn to sand. I want to tell the world that you're my man and just how much I love you.
There it is. Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's The Frying Pan. And we are here with Steve Gadlin. Steve Gadlin, of course, is a local entrepreneur, innovator, inventor. He's the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. Went on Shark Tank. He won. He got Mark Cuban to invest. He has a development deal with Cuban where he brings new ideas. Before he brings the new ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here to WGN Radio. It's the segment we call The Frying Pan. Steve brings the idea. We workshop it, yay or nay, with the WGN audience. Steve gets the courage and the confidence to take the idea, if the idea is good, that's a big if, to Mark Cuban. Rob Martier's got a question for you,
yeah,
Steve.
See, Justin, normally I think Steve's ideas are utterly ridiculous. This one, however, has intrigued me simply because I have kids that love to ice skate. I'm wondering if the skrates idea, if he could light those up like they do with the gym shoes for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man, right. Maybe some Frozen characters on the side of these things, if he can get some licensing
love
agreements
that.
In
love
place.
That idea.
But lighted skrates would be great for my kids. I'd buy it.
What do you think, Steve?
Well, I think it was a great idea when I had it yesterday when I was mulling over some options for him. So, yeah, that is something we're working on. It is an idea that I had that I'm trying to integrate into it. We're not going to launch with that. We want that to be our big year two surprise. But that is an idea I had, and it's a great one.
Well, there you go. So you're already on top of it. So
yes.
That's good to
yes.
see. Okay, well, let's get to some of these calls. People have been waiting patiently. I have I have right now about 25 pages of text that we're also going to get through. A lot of people
sure.
who want to have questions and want to leave their comment, yay or nay. But let's go to Daniel. Daniel, welcome to The Frying Pan. Yay or nay on skrates?
I think this sounds ridiculous.
Okay.
You know, I'm 5'9". I wear a size 14 shoe.
Wow.
So... I don't really need to be taller, and I don't really need my feet to be bigger.
Right.
I can see if you, like, had skates that had a bumper on them, and then the bumper laid down to the floor and, you know, allowed you to walk on them without the skate. Mm-hmm. That would make sense to me. But to have to carry another, you know, the covers in their own little satchel, I just think that's superfluous. Yeah.
Daniel, thank you so much for that. That's crazy. That's, well, and that is true. I mean, think about it. He would have 4 inches added to his shoe.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be an 18-inch shoe. That's crazy.
Well, you know, Daniel said superfluous, and I just think super.
When you hear that.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I understand this is a lot of new ideas take some time to get used to, and I know people aren't used to having to carry a special mm-hmm. satchel with them, but I think once you experience the convenience of skating somewhere mm-hmm. and then slipping your skates on over your skates mm-hmm. without having to sit down and untie them and then just flawlessly, seamlessly walking into your next activity, I think you'll be sold.
312-981-7200, the number, 312-981-7200, yay or nay. You know, I realize we should probably backtrack just a second.
Sure.
Back to the elevator pitch of skates.
Yeah. So I walk a lot, in, you know, especially with this warm weather, and I've noticed that people just aren't roller skating anymore. And I think the main reason is because when you roller skate, you've got to carry your shoes with you. And then when you get to your destination, you've got to untie your heavy skates, mm-hmm. put them in a bag, and then put your shoes back on. Skates are a cover that go over the wheels of your skates and turn them into 4-inch platform shoes so that you don't have to change. You just slip the skates on, click them into place over the wheels of your inline or your traditional skates. There's, you know, quick change. Ta-da, you're at your destination, ready to play basketball, mm-hmm. ready to get married, ready to attend a fancy dinner,
mm-hmm.
a Boy Scout meeting, whatever it is that's on your agenda.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We will yay or nay to skates. 773 says yay and double yay for short people who will find this a good reason to wear.
Yeah.
But then 773 says nay because women don't want larger looking feet.
Well, like I said, a lot of people are getting hung up on the fact that skates will double the width and the length, the length of your shoe size as it slips over, just to accommodate, again, for all different sizes of skates. But you have to remember, they make you 4 inches taller. Now, when you see a tall person with large feet, you know what? I bet you don't even notice they have large feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who are 6'3" or 6'4", tall people like that, really mm-hmm. look at their feet, and I think you'll see they're freakishly large. So when you put skates on and double the size of your feet, when you get that added height, suddenly the proportions almost line up.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Anna. Annalisa has questions. That's what it says here. She has questions. Annalisa, welcome to the download. Frying pan skates, yay or nay?
Hi. I just wonder, you know, I'm really a nay for this. I think that, you know, people used to wear boots and carry their shoes in a shoe bag.
Right.
And instead of carrying the skate in a satchel, they can carry their shoes in a shoe bag.
Right.
Just like they used to do.
Annalisa, I appreciate that because that was a question that I had too, Steve. What's the difference if you're carrying shoes
mm-hmm.
and you have them in a bag? What's the difference of having to carry the skates in a bag?
Well, the bag we provide is a special satchel that's custom designed to hold a skate. If you try to put your shoes in there, they're going to fall out. In fact, the zipper won't even open unless the skate is nearby. We use Bluetooth technology to connect this to your phone just for added security.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what the difference is also in the weight. A skate is not very heavy unless you get the sports, fashion, or formal model. A traditional skate is very lightweight. So it's a, you know, the satchel is heavy, but carrying something light in it, you wouldn't even notice because it goes over both shoulders like a backpack. So it's a different experience. And again, we think any inconvenience is made up for the second you really experience going from skates to skrates in such a seamless fashion. It'll win you over.
847 wants to know if these will come in different colors. Rob's was more about flashy colors,
yeah.
But you know, they're concerned they may look like Herman Munster with the black shoes. So do they come in different colors?
They come in bright orange, and that's because of a law that states if the, you know, the width and length of a vehicle, and technically these are classified as vehicles because they help you get around, if they extend past a certain width and length, they need to have a fluorescent orange so that they can be seen by
right.
people. You know, you want people to see them coming so they don't trip over them when they walk past you, since
right.
they do extend quite a bit of ways out from your toe and the side of your foot.
What about the comfort? There's a lot of people questioning, you know, putting something, a platform over the shoe, doesn't change the fact that you're still wearing skates, and they can be a little bit uncomfortable when you're not skating and you're walking.
Yeah, they can be, but again, we trade comfort for convenience here. So we feel it's something to get used to. You know, you can tell a person who hasn't had their skates for a year yet mm-hmm. because it's a real awkward step. You know, they walk funny, sort of like a goose. But once you get used to them, your muscles grow into them. The blisters stop coming, and suddenly as the bottoms of your feet toughen up, and they become a truly convenient accessory.
On Twitter, hashtag frying pan, Sam Malone's wig, love that handle, mm-hmm. Says a yay, yes from him. He works in a roller rink by day, and he imitates Gene Simmons by night, so very interested in your product.
Yeah.
But the question, I think he's being facetious there, but the question he has is how much?
How much money?
Yeah.
So the entry-level model, the basic skate, is $80, and that covers one skate. Now, what we found, and this is our message to investors, that most people skating will wear two. So $80 is a great entry point, and they have to buy two of them. So really $160 to get in the entry level. You're talking at least $380 if we go to the fashion or the formal model mm-hmm. for men or for women. And then about $750 for the sports model because of the extra spring work and cushioning
right.
we put in there to make them really feel like a sneaker.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200 if you want to give a yay or nay to skrates. 312-981-7200. When we come back, we'll also read some of the harsher stuff. I leave that till the end because it's also an exercise in you being able to have a thicker skin, Steve. So we'll talk about that coming up.
Okay.
Here on the Frying Pan. Skrates, stay with us.
I'm gonna hit you with a frying pan.
It's a Frying Pan Fridays here on the download. I'm very excited to have Steve Gadlin in studio. We are talking about his newest idea that he wants to bring to Mark Cuban, his principal investor. He won on Shark Tank with IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. Now he has a development deal with Cuban. Before he brings ideas to Mark, he brings them here to workshop, yay or nay. So far, I think on air, and what we've heard is a couple of yays,
mm-hmm.
But we're going to go through some of the harsher stuff now.
Okay.
Because it is sort of a workshop scenario, and I don't want you to get upset.
No.
Because I know you get fine. Defensive with some of this stuff. So.
Well, I get upset when people don't see a gem of an idea. You know, I get upset when people misinterpret something really simple mm-hmm. and have ridiculous issues with it. But no, I listen with an open
okay.
mind.
All right. 630 says, geez, can you say silly, cumbersome, and but ugly?
Well, and or but, because those are two different conjunctions. So
yeah, well, anyway, 847 says, this idea may be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Idiotic. He should seek mental health if he thinks this is a good idea.
Well, I don't know. I think this person's missing the point. And I invite anyone mm-hmm. who doesn't think skrates are great
mm-hmm.
To experience them firsthand. It's just amazing how you feel when that transition from skating to walking or sporting is so seamless.
630 says, stupid idea. Okay. 563 says nay. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
563. That's not even a. That's a pretend area.
Well, it's just what it is. It comes up here. Okay. 708 has one that says nah 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 nah
mm-hmm.
nah 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 hell nah oh hell nah 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 nah. Nah, nah.
Well, but is that they're not using the nomenclature of yay or nay?
I think it's nay. I think they're just not using the Y.
I think we throw that one out.
Mm-hmm. 708's also got D-bag.
D-bag.
Just that's it.
Okay.
219 says keep drawing cats.
Okay. I will, and I will take my idea for scrates to the bank.
Wait. Okay, there's more. There's more. There's some that can go both ways. 219 says you're really stretching it on this one, buddy, and the name sucks.
I think it's one of the better names I've had, to be frank.
847 exactly says, oh, my God, he's so silly. Tell him to keep it up. Someday he might have a good idea.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to skip that one for the language.
Okay.
Come on, Aaron. That's ridiculous how much language you put into that. There's a lot of language. It's pretty amazing.
Okay.
Bill says, this segment is inspired by product Not So Greats. So, whatever that...
That's funny.
That is good.
Not So Greats would be a good name for a bad product. But these are called Greats.
Right.
Because you have a lot of fun, and it's great to have fun.
815 says, nay, nay, nay. I'm picturing a clown. I'm picturing Herman Munster with a big head and green smile clomping around the financial district streets of downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
Big nay.
But Greats do not alter the size of your head. In fact, they're going to make your head look tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Because they make your feet look so big. So the Herman Munster comparison is unfounded.
708's get this guy's a moron.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to find the ones that I can say on air. 773 has a 1970s Elton John impersonator. This sounds and looks like a great idea. It also may fit my roller disco Frankenstein Halloween costume. Sarcasm. That's sarcasm.
No, I... You keep saying sarcasm, and you said the Gene Simmons impersonator was being facetious, but these are real people out there, and I have a product that speaks to them, so I count those as yays, and I can't wait to sell to them.
There's a lot of Frankenstein references. That's pretty interesting. I had one that was really good, and I lost it in here. I'll find it because it's good. Nay, bad idea, terrible idea, turning on TV now. So radio lost a listener.
Okay.
Thanks to you. 773, here it is. What's up, Justin? Love the show. Hey, thank you, 773. Appreciate it. Once again, I heard Steve say, I thought of that already when the ice skates come on. Come on. Come on, man. As of now, nay.
Okay.
And that's an argument, and it may be the same person who called last time and was upset that you seem to take credit for everybody's ideas.
Well, you know, again, what I told the person last time, and I'll say again, is I can't come in and turn off my brain, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't turn off the ideas I've had and act like every caller and every suggestion is something novel and new. You know, partially to protect my own intellectual property, I need to draw a line in the sand and delineate the ideas that I've already had so that when Scrates are a $3 billion industry, I don't get a call from Rob Martier saying, hey, where's my cut for my glowing, colorful... you know, attachment idea.
You're really protecting yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, precisely.
Well, you know, I have a legal team as well, so I thought it was a good idea.
It's got legal now.
Quickly.
It got legal up in here.
Okay. Well, Rob, I look forward to seeing you in court, you know, but hey, by that point, this will be $1 billion in the bank. I don't think either of us will mind a day in the courtroom.
Like I said, I do like the concept.
Thanks, Rob.
And the last thing I'll leave on for this week's frying pan is 847's got pretty much sums it up. Great salesman, terrible idea.
Okay.
Now imagine if that was Mark Cuban. If Mark Cuban said that to you, great salesman. You know what, Steve?
But that's
you're
not
a great
what he said. That's
salesman.
Not what he said when I went there with the stick figure cat drawing company. He invested in it and is now, you know, he owns the Dallas Mavericks. He owns Axis TV. He owns a lot of other companies, and he's part owner of my stick figure cat drawing company. So your callers can think my idea is terrible, but I'm telling you, a billionaire has put his faith and trust in the ideas that come out of my brain.
So tomorrow, if you, I mean, tomorrow's a Saturday, but mm-hmm. let's say next week you have your meeting with Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Does Scrates make it to the agenda?
No. It's not one of my favorite ideas anyway. I've got much better ones, and I'm coming back next week with the best. So.
All right. Well, all right. I just kind of went sour. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, again, I think it's gotten better. In the way that the first couple times we did this, you were very defensive, and I think now that you're still defensive, now you're threatening lawsuits.
Well, would you call the Bears' defensive line defensive? No, they're doing their job. They're protecting.
That's the offensive line that's protecting. The defensive line is defensive.
Have you seen the Bears play? that's a
that was a nice
joke.
Nice football joke.
Thanks. So, you know,
he's gone very Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, I'm defending what I have to believe in my ideas when I'm pitching to an investor. So if you're detecting defensiveness, think of it more as offensive collaboration. That's what I like to call it.
All right. Steve Gadlin from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He's with us every week here on the download with the segment, The Frying Pan, where he pitches us new ideas before he pitches to his principal investor, Mark Cuban. Again, Steve, good luck, and I can't wait to hear your idea for next week.
Thanks,
well,
Justin.
Holy moly, that was great.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate you listening. And, hey, if you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. We're going to do this every week till we get through all 50 episodes. And guess what? This was episode 25, so we are halfway there. My gosh, if you've listened to all 25, then we're just cresting the hill, my guys. And we're going to go zipping downhill with the second half. The back nine, the back 25, as they're called. But holy cow, thanks for listening. Please, again, subscribe, tell a friend, leave a review, leave a comment, or shoot me an email, steve@fart.pizza, and just let me know you're out there and enjoying these old episodes. Because I'm really digging listening to them and being reminded of how stupid these ideas were. Next week's idea, spoiler alert, guys, it's one of my favorites. And it's called Spoiler Alert, actually. All right. Appreciate you. Take care. Be well. And I out-talked the drum loop. All right. It's a good way to end the first half.